A lovely welcome to the podcast episode, The Real Change. Transformation has never been easier. And today I would like to talk with you about, you know, what you can do when you feel down, when you feel not super in the right positive mood and you would like to cheer yourself up. So, and I know, and I'm sure, you know, these days you get up in the morning and everything seems to be not right, not working properly, and it's just horrible, everything. And right away, you know, you would like to change this. And how you can do that, in fact, I talk with you about. So I give you additional 7 ideas, what you can do right away to swap, to switch your mood right away. So they're quite easy. So make sure you have a pen next to you and that you can really writing them down. So be excited and thank you very much. Hi, my name is Michelle from Switzerland, and in this podcast series, you will learn how I did my transformation, my real change in love, life, and success. And especially on top of this, how you can do that as well without wasting any more money and any further time. So we talk about what you need to know, what you need to have with the right tools, methods, and with the right training, you can do that as well. So are you ready? Then let's get started. Alrighty, so thank you very much for listening also to this episode. And yes, today we talk about what you can do when you feel down and you would like to change your mood right away. And I know you know that, and yes, we have sometimes these days in the morning you get up and instead of everything is super great, super motivated, you just can go for it. It's exactly the opposite. You feel down, you have no energy, you feel like, oh no, why me? And I don't want to, you know. And when you would like to cheer this up, in fact, this is exactly what we are talking about today. I prepared, in fact, 7 little strategies, what you can do, and please test them out for yourself, which one is working for you the best. And of course, implement these ones. And I'm straight, you know, I do these little exercises, all of them, in fact, you know, about 6 to 10 times minimum, you know, during a year. So I also have like not very good days and, you know, but I know as a coach, of course, what I can do to lift myself out of this mood, you know, and this is exactly what counts. So what is the first strategy, in fact? What you can do when you have the feeling, oh no, today, I think this will not be my day. I need to change this right away. So the first strategy is, of course, when you feel this, all right, then you can do right away something like a meditation, okay? And you can sit down. The ones which you like very much is it just concentrating on the breathing or like different other types of, you know, meditation. That doesn't matter. The point is really, you know, that you start really to calm down, to relax, and all the thoughts and feelings which are bothering you, which are keeping you low and down and taking energy out, that you can let them go, all right? And that is, in fact, why meditations are so super great about. So for any one of you, you know, who have experiences about, you know, with meditations, you can just confirm this. Meditations is really about letting feelings which are blocking, holding you back, slowing you down, getting rid of these emotions and feelings. All right. So this is first strategy. For those ones of you who are not super, you know, not into meditations because this is just not your thing, you know, you can, of course, do strategy number 2. You make sure that you get right away, you know, the option or just like calling up a friend and socialize. So you meet other people. Okay. So why is this, in fact, really cheering you up right away? What do you think? And I'm sure that you right away had the right, you know, the right idea about this. You should do that because other people, you know, only just by seeing them, observing them, they give you right away different impulses. They give you different ideas. So the things you were now concentrating on or stuck in, is just for a second of a time, for maybe 5-10 minutes, completely out of your mind because you think of something else. So socializing is a very good way of really cheering and feeling or like lifting you up right away. What could be a third strategy? And a third strategy, in fact, is to get out. Just, you know, get fresh air. And of course, what comes with this, you know, especially when you're alone, just do sport, you know. So you have like the double effect that you're out, get fresh air. So you get, you know, fresh air into your body, which is like lifting up your brainy and also fills up your body cells, is it? You know, with energy and, you know, you get vitalized by this one. And of course, this is topped by doing a little bit sport. And I'm straight. What type of sport? And we already talked about in the other episodes about this. Sport is not really like, you know, that I want to be the next champion marathon runner. Of course not. You know, sport is like running, as a walking. Like, you know, doing gymnastics or just, you know, doing yoga or something like this. And this is just important that you're out, of course, but also that you move your body. Because when you move your body, your cells are moving and therefore also your thoughts are moving. So automatically you get into a different mood. So really try it out. It does function and it's true. What is, in fact, the fifth thing you could do? The other one is, of course, to rest. You know, you are maybe in a bad mood because, you know, your feelings and your thoughts, you know, they are just, you know, things about what has happened just the day before, the week before, and they're still blocking you, bothering you. Then this is, for me, most of the time a very good sign, you know, that maybe you should take a pause, you should rest. And of course, you know, you can then, of course, just take a little nap or just make sure that you are for 1 or 2 days, like over a weekend, that you do not do anything which you do not like. So you just do something which you really like and love to do. Like, for example, when you're a very creative person, then you go up or you go upstairs, for example, into your little, you know, atelier and maybe you just paint a nice little picture about a nice scenery landscape, or maybe you like knitting or sewing, and then you just do only that which you really like and love over an entire weekend. You know, really just to fill up your energy level, and then you just have a look what is happening with your mood, because I'm sure that this is because you're just doing the things more which you don't like than the things you really like and really enjoy. So really double check this. Most of the time, that really does help a lot. And on top of it, that is in fact the last thing I would like to talk with you about today, is you can do a little enabling self-coaching method in addition. And I call this, you know, the exercise, in fact, what you are thankful for in your life. And this little cute little exercise, I'm straight, you know, I do this since about 10 years on a regular basis. And as I said on the in the introduction of this little episode, you know, up till today, I do it about 6 to 10 times in a year. And it's a very cute little exercise and it just does not take long. It takes maybe 10 minutes and it changes and lifts up your mood so easily and so efficient. And I'm straight, you know, you really have to test this one out. So you now please take out the little notebook. You take, of course, a pen, and then you think about and you write down everything you are thankful for in your life right now. So you write down everything what comes up in your mind for what you're thankful for in your life. And it doesn't matter if that is or that are situations, experiences, people you have in your life or you've just met, or things you're happy to have them in your life or you're capable of. That doesn't matter. It's important that, you know, just be aware of the things you have in your life, you can use it or utilize in your life, you know, and for these ones you are thankful for. And you just write them down one after the other one, all right? And you just do this about 10 to 15 minutes and I'm straight, you know, it doesn't matter where you are. For example, you're stuck in a traffic jam and you can do it right away. You can do it, for example, when you shortly before you go to sleep, or maybe you sit in the bath, you know, you enjoy your bath at night. Or, you know, maybe you're just waiting somewhere, like in, you know, in the waiting room at the doctor's, in the doctor's praxis, you know. It doesn't matter. You just take it out and then you just can write down, in fact, what you are really thankful for. But really write them down. Not only think about them, so not really put them down to paper. Make them real. Right. And now I would like to give you a little example of this, for what in fact you can be really thankful for. And I just took out, you know, my little notebook from you know, my last exercise. In fact, as I did that, I got up on Saturday morning and it was, you know, not really super great. My boyfriend at that time, I think he couldn't come over this weekend. And so I really had plenty of time to do what I wanted. But still, my mood was not really, you know, as I wanted to have it. And then I started to do this exercise. And this is, you know, I would like to read this out for you, that you get, you know, a little feeling about what I do and, you know, and what is already functioning. Okay. So be excited, just listening what I wrote down as I did the last time, this little exercise. So what are you thankful for in life? I'm thankful for in life of where I am living. I'm thankful for my house with a nice garden, the terrace. I'm thankful for my living conditions. I'm thankful for my cat who is always around day in and out, when I'm working, when I'm sleeping, when, you know, when I'm relaxing. I'm thankful for my friends being around, and also at any time, you know, that I just can get up, I just can walk to them, and without explaining, they open the door and I can stay with them. I'm thankful for my sister, as everyone else, you know, passed away of my, you know, my former family, that she's still there as my family. So I never feel lonely, you know. I can pick up the phone, I can talk to her. She comes to me and we still spend a lot of, you know, private time together. And I really enjoy that time together as a core of my family. I'm really thankful that she's still around and that she offers me her friendship. I'm thankful for in my life for being able to do really my true passion, that I can inspire, support and help other women to reboot and level up their lives as well, that I can share my knowledge and, you know, that I can show them in fact what else they can do, you know, where the doors are, you know, and really to change the things for themselves. That is my true passion and that fulfills me and makes me happy doing it. I love where I'm living in Switzerland, you know. I love that I'm healthy, I can eat healthy stuff, you know, I can do sports where I want to, so I can go out hiking, I can go skiing, sailing, diving, and everything what comes, you know, together with you know, this freedom of doing it. I'm proud of my past, everything I did, everything I achieved, everything was also like the mistakes I did, you know, where I was not acting and you know. And there are like, you know, quite some, you know, situations come up with me because I'm not perfect. But I'm thankful, I'm proud, in fact, of my past, of everything I did and achieved. And I'm thankful, of course, for my partner, who is there for me when I need him. Is listening. I'm thankful for him because he's caring and he truly loves me. He tells me and he let me feel it, that he's around me and that he cares for me and he wants to spend his life with me. And I'm thankful so much for all the nice memories I have with him, like last summer, last week, as my sister was marrying on my birthday. On his birthday, you know, the nice celebrations, the friends, everyone was around and so much joy and so much love. I'm so thankful for these memories. I'm also thankful so much in my life that I could make my dream possible, that I can be my own manager of my own company, that I can decide what I would like to think and what I would like to do. And on top that, I can decide who I'm helping and supporting, that I'm not stuck in one of these companies where a boss which does not even like me is deciding on what I'm doing the day or what I'm in fact worth, and that they do not decide how much I'm earning. I am also thankful that I have different ways of earning money. So I not only depend on one income, so that I have different ones that I can really decide and pick and that I'm smartly financially set up, that I had the change for this and also like working on that. And of course, I'm so happy and so thankful in life about that I know the real change, coaching enabling toolbox. That when I'm not happy, not proud of myself, or I'm so, not in the super great mood, that I can change that for me, that I can recover myself so easily and so efficient. And that I know what to do, in fact, when there's not so much to do about it and I feel boring, So in my life, there is no boringness since I started that. My life got so much more colorful and so much more valuable for me. And of course, the thing that you can share it with someone, that you can help support, inspire other people, other women, and show them the door to what is really possible, what is really out there and waiting there, and that you really can use your potentials, that you can really put them on the ground and that you can live it and really play with it. I am so dearful, thankful for this, that I can really do that in my life, that I do not want to miss it. I'm also thankful for the fact that with all these coachings, I got a much better listener, a much better observer, and really start thinking and listening to my thoughts and feelings. That I start really loving myself for being what I am, and also for things I am not yet. So, and I'm really loving everything what I did in the past and what I achieved. That I feel myself being valuable, great, and so unique. And that I'm a charming, loving woman. And that I deserve my life, that I deserve the money I'm earning, that I'm deserving, the people surrounding me. And that I can give so much more. And for all of this, I am so dearful, thankful for. And that's the exercise. So this is just an idea about for what you all can be thankful for. And I now really ask you, it's great fun. You start with, little things like I have a cat, I have a house, a car, or so, this is all great. So don't get worried about this. But the longer you do this exercise, you start really using this exercise, and then really super great things come out, which get really personal towards the end. So when you now listen to my podcast episode to this one, I'm sure you have also realized this while I'm reading out, what I also up till now walk through when I really do this exercise. So really, I highly recommend it. Do it for yourself, really test it out, and really see what this exercise is also doing with yourself. So for the time being, that's it for this little episode, and I always love these practical episodes, and I really ask you, do that. Send me, of course, your results by Signal, WhatsApp, or by email, everything what you like, and you of course will get an answer from myself. So I'm looking really forward. Thank you very much for the time being, and I would say up to the next one. So have a lovely day. Thank you.